Because you know if you slice it, then that one little edge is real hard to chew. What do you call that?
I would call that nothing but just a lean streak.
But this is real hard, man, and it's like the outside.
And skin?
How about rind? Bacon rind.
What?
Did you ever say that?
No.
Okay, well, if you didn't.
No.
That's what we call it, and I remember you could chew on it all morning.
And you still couldn't
chew it.
Nothing to it.
That's right. When you have a slab of bacon, what do you have to do to it now before you cook it? How do you cut it?
Well, I just trim off that little end and slice it.
You like yours thin or thick?
I want it, put it not too thick. But I want it.
You burn it up before you get it done,
sure,
if you don't have it thin enough, don't you? Okay, when you kill a hog, Matt, what do you make that you mix all together, you know?
Well,
what kind of meat you call that? And then you stuff it in, you know?
And then sauce it.
Okay. And do you like yours with lots of spice in it?
It sure do.
Hot kind.
That's right.
Okay.
We call that sauce.
And what's the name of the man in the store who cuts the meat? What do you call him?
Well, a butcher.
That's what you'd say you're going to do to a hog, too,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? You'd butcher
it.
Yeah,
butcher.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if you've got a piece of meat that hadn't been in the refrigerator and you've had it too long, what happens to it? What would you say? How would you call that meat? That meat's what?
And I must say he just
right. That's right.
He just...
It gets spoiled.
And that's right. It just ain't no good.
Especially in this weather.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make any head cheese?
Sure, yeah.
What do you call it? Is there a better word?
We always said sausage meat.
How do you make that?
Well, you put the head, clean it good, and put the head and the feet all in.
Oh, Matt. That doesn't sound a bit good.
It's good. And then you take it out, then you put all your stuff in. I put milk and pictures of like put red pepper and black pepper in. And it'd be good too.
I guess so. I never ate it that you made. Because that in the store doesn't look like
no,
it's not the same
thing. It ain't. It's not.
No. Well, you know, the sausage in it. Okay, tell me what you'd say. Is there a word you'd use to tell me that this butter's not good anymore? That it sat around too long?
And he just got rank.
And you can sure tell it, can't you, when you smell it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call milk that's curdled?
We call it just a sour cloud.
You use that in cooking sometimes, don't you?
Joking.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you ever have any, use any cottage cheese, anything like that? You know, the little white curds of cheese?
No. No, I never used
that. You'd find that, I think, more on dairy farms. And there's more beef down here than dairy.
Yeah.
Well, when you're going to, after you milk, when you put the milk in the jug, what do you have to do to it? You know, you take a piece of cloth and put it over the top and pour the milk through it. What's that? What are you doing?
Well, you're straining. You're straining that milk.
That's in case there's anything in it, you know?
Yeah, it won't go in the milk.
Uh-huh. All right, now when you cook a pie or something like that, sometimes you put it in a flat dish and sometimes in a deep dish. Tell me about the difference in those. What would you call those?